But Ephesians 1, 18. And remember, impeccable vision from God for you and for me. Ephesians 1 and 18 says, the eyes of your understanding be enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling and what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance with the saints. I have a companion text said, where there is no vision, Proverbs 29 and 18 says, where there is no vision. Somebody say, where there is no vision. Where there is no vision. Where there is no vision. I say, where there is no vision. Where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he. Amen? Tradition is not a vision. Tradition is just tradition. It's what man does. But vision is something that God gives a man. Am I in the right house? See, as we go through life, each of us that are at any age has probably had an eye exam. Come on, somebody. The results of the eye exam are, we don't have to purchase eyeglasses or contacts, or, somebody say or, we are required to have corrective lenses. Am I right? Come on, somebody. I praise. I was getting ready to go. Amen. I praise God for the ones that don't have to have them. And you may not never have to have them in life. But this is what I say. Keep on living. Amen. Keep on living. Because I remember, I think in his older years, it says that his eyes got dim. Amen. Come on, somebody. They got so dim, he didn't know which son was which. And he tried to rely on his feel. Amen. And he gave his blessing to one that wasn't him, the one that was. Come on, somebody. I'm telling you. Amen. But anyway, if we are required to have corrective lenses, we are given a specific prescription. Amen. To correct our own personal vision deficits. If you don't need any correction, you probably have what they call 20/20 vision. Are there any 20/20 vision people in the house? Amen. There's one young girl back there, about 19, tried to raise her hand. Amen. She's the only one. Amen. Or you may have something better. The average person has 20/20 vision, but there are some people who have above average vision, like 20/10. Somebody say 20/10. There are some 20/10 people. Amen. But what does 20/20 or 20/10 or 20/40 mean? It's an average, amen? If you have 20/20 vision, you can see what the normal person can see, amen? From 20 feet. If you have 20/40, it means that you can only see as good as a normal person can see at 40 feet. Come on, somebody. Away from the eye chart. So when the eye doctor determines your vision, he's basing it on the 20/20. Somebody say 20/20. If you can see what an average person sees from 20 feet away, guess what? You just average. Somebody say just average. And a lot of people are just average. Amen. They're not above average. They don't have impeccable. Come on, somebody say impeccable vision. Amen. In the natural, you are considered legally blind. Somebody say legally blind. If your vision is 20/200. You blind. You blind. What's that word that you say? Blind as a bat. Amen. Come on, somebody. Amen. A legally blind person with the vision of 20/200 has to be as close as 20 feet to identify objects that people with normal vision can spot 200 feet away. Come on. Somebody said, that's me. They can't see. Amen. Somebody say, they can't see. Sammy, can you come here for a minute? Your head not too big, is it? He said, I hope not. Well, can you put this on, Sammy? And don't go to sleep. Can you see, Sammy? Don't be lying to me, Sammy. Oh, okay. You sure you can't see, Sammy?
I can hear you.
Oh, you can hear me. Okay, that's all I want to know. So we're gonna spin you around. Don't y'all say nothing. We're gonna spin you around. We're gonna spin you around one more time. Matter of fact, we're gonna take you this way. We're gonna take you. I got you. I'm gonna take you over here. And I'm not even gonna let you feel anything. I tell you what, stop right there. Now, what I want you to do is go back to your seat. What I want you to do is go back to your seat. Don't y'all be laughing at Sam, amen. The point is, okay, he can't, do y'all realize what I'm saying? If you don't have vision that God gave you, you can't get to where God is calling you to. Am I in the right out? Now, come on, somebody. Oh, you can take it out. Sam said, that's right, amen. Could he get to where he's supposed to be? If we don't have vision from God, there's no way for us to get where God had. Come on, somebody. Amen. Amen. Let's give Sammy a hand clap. Amen. It's difficult. Somebody say it's difficult to navigate or find your way when you can't see or have no vision. Amen. Amen. So, if we can't see spiritually, then guess what we are? We're legally blind in the kingdom of God. Come on, somebody. If you can't see from God, you're blind. Amen. You know, a lot of times we can feel our way around. Amen. Come on, somebody. Y'all know in night how it's night is dark, but let you hit a toe. Amen. Come on, somebody. Amen. Come on. Am I in the right house? I'm not. But you know how at night you that's the way we are whenever we don't hear from God, and we decide to do it our way instead of God's way. Say instead of God's way. Because the word says, when there is no vision, what did it say? People perish. Are there some spiritually blind people in this house this morning? I'm going to turn this way. I think it's those people that didn't come this morning. Amen. But this is what I propose to you. I say to you, maybe we just need corrective lenses. We don't need new eyes. We just need corrective lenses. Amen. So this morning, I will discuss 4 points. What is spiritual vision? How does spiritual vision impact you? How does spiritual vision impact others and the kingdom of God? How does spiritual vision impact the local church and the kingdom of God? Before I begin this, Father, I thank you for your word. I thank you that your word is never void of power. I thank you, Father God, that you will accomplish that which we sent it to do. We thank you for revelation truths flowing freely in this place, unhindered, unchecked by any force. We thank you, Father God, for receptive minds, Father God. We thank you for open minds, for open eyes, Father God, for their understandings, Father God, to be like yours, Father God. You said that your ways are higher than our ways. Your thoughts are higher than our thoughts. And we thank you, Father God, that we think like you. In Jesus' name we pray. Church says amen. What is spiritual vision? Well, first of all, let's see what the scripture text says in Ephesians 1 and 8. It says that the eyes of your understanding be enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope. Somebody say the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance with the saints. So spiritual vision is this simple. It's having the understanding of God's will, what he desires from those that he calls. And the reward, somebody say rewards, that we have through our relationship with him. So in some sense, spiritual vision is specific. Somebody say specific. You know, a lot of times we just do things. But whenever God wants us to do things, he has us on a certain assignment. Amen? Somebody say assignment. A lot of times we want to put God on notice. Come on, somebody. God, you didn't do what I asked you to do. Well, you know, God could go back and say, you know what? You didn't do what I told you to do. Amen. Come on, somebody. Amen. Amen. But when you get messed up, then we want to put God on the carpet. Amen. Amen. You know what? When you roll it back, it was something that we didn't do that God told. Somebody say that God told us to do. Because God is constantly telling us what to do. Amen. Now, insight that we get can be for you personally, It can be for the body of Christ, or it can be for a church body. Amen? It can be for either one. In Acts 2 and 17, it says, "And it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God." This is what he said. He said, "I will pour." Somebody say, "I will pour." "I will pour my spirit upon all flesh." It says, "And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy." It says, "And young men." Somebody say, "Young men." "Shall see visions." "And old men." Say, "Old men." "Shall dream dreams." Amen. Aren't you glad whenever God still has you dreaming about something that's going on in the kingdom? Amen. I get so mad when I wake up in a dream of my own. Come on, somebody. Y'all know what I mean by a dream of your own, where you don't accomplish nothing. Amen. Amen. I like waking up whenever I'm going to that mansion. Come on, somebody. Amen. But the worst part is waking up and I'm not in that mansion. Amen. Come on, somebody. I like it. Amen. When God has supplied all my needs. But you know what? When I wake up and he hadn't supplied my needs, you know what? I get mad because I try to figure out where did I miss it? Because the word says, somebody say the word says, that he shall supply all my needs. Somebody say all my needs according to his riches and glory. He said, he didn't say he would supply some of my needs. I'm talking about all my needs. Somebody say all my needs. See, we should be at a point where all our needs are met. But the reason why come all our needs are met is because we need spiritual insight into what he wants us to do. Amen. See, a lot of times what we do is just come to church. Come on, somebody. As long as we come to church on Sunday, everything is all right. Amen. As long as I'm able to call grandmama and tell her that I came to church and sat in her on her row. Amen. Come on, somebody. You know what? Everything is all right. Amen. But we ought to get downright indignant and say, you know what, Lord, I'm going to only do what you want me to do. Amen. Come on, somebody. Amen. Amen. I knew it wouldn't be shouting this morning because you know what? When there is vision, when there is no vision, people perish. And what I see is people perishing. But you know what? We're not going to perish around this camp. Amen. Come on, somebody. One hand clap, but that's okay. You know what? People can say what they want to about us. Amen. You know, and they say what they want to about us. Amen. I was in a funeral yesterday, and some of y'all might have been to the funeral. And I said something, and when I said something, a pastor came back and tried to correct me at a funeral. That's why come I don't get in pulpits. Come on, somebody. You know, our desire is to give people hope, not to puff yourself up. Come on, somebody. I'm telling you, amen. Because whenever you have the vision of God, you're gonna raise people up, amen. I'm not going to hurt nobody telling them that they're a sinner. They know they're a sinner. Amen. Come on, somebody. I'm going to give somebody hope, letting them know that there is a way. Amen. Because if I came out, guess what? You can come out too. Amen. Shame on you, pastor. And I called him this morning. Amen. No, I said, I couldn't take it no more. I called him this morning. I said, you were wrong. Whatever. Amen. I'm just telling you, I called him. Amen. And you know what he said? He said, you know what, pastor? Most pastors wouldn't call me. Most pastors wouldn't say anything. Most pastors would just let a divide come between us. I said, no, I'm bigger than that because God gave me a vision for you. Amen. Come on, somebody. Amen. I got vision. Amen. I got vision for pastors. Amen. Come on, somebody. Okay, whatever. Y'all can say whatever y'all want to. They call me doctor and all that. I said, no, don't call me no doctor. My name is Pastor Doty, amen, and I love being a pastor. I don't need no title on my name. Okay, y'all see what y'all want to. I'm just telling you what God told me. God said, you pastor those people. That's what you do. You take care of my sheep. And when you take care of my sheep, I take care of you. Hey, come on, somebody. Okay, whatever. And that's not in part of my message. But anyway, spiritual vision is hope in God in the future. Revealed by the Holy Spirit. Somebody say revealed by the Holy Spirit. Now the question I have is how does spiritual vision impact you? I'm glad you asked. As a Christian, we need to have vision from God. Say vision from God. If we don't have vision from God, we can't walk in faith. Somebody say can't walk in faith. We can't walk in hope. Come on. I'm trying to teach y'all this morning because the word says in Hebrews 11:1, it says, now faith. Somebody say, now faith. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. Say hoped for. the evidence of things not seen. To walk in faith, we have to have hope in God. And when we have hope in God, it's the vision that God gives. Amen. Somebody say amen. If God tell me to do it, I don't care what anybody else say. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do it. Amen. Amen. What happens so often is we allow for people to dictate what we do. And when people dictate what we do, we get in trouble. Amen. And when we get in trouble and try to go back to that person, guess what? They develop amnesia. Amen. Did I tell you that? I didn't tell you that. You heard me wrong. Now, I'm going to hear from God and hear right. Say hear right. Amen. So as Christians, we need to have vision. Somebody say vision from God. Amen. See, over 20 years ago, God gave Pastor Loretta and I, come on, somebody. Did y'all hear that? Did y'all really hear that? He gave Pastor Loretta and I the vision for Kingdom Christian Center. He didn't get Benson Memorial. Come on, somebody. I'm not throwing rocks at them. He didn't get Church Hill CME. Come on, somebody. I'm not going to forget my daddy. He didn't get North Bolton Street Christian Church. Come on. I can't forget him. Amen. He didn't get Bourne's Temple. Amen. He did not give them the vision 20 years ago. He gave the vision, say vision, to Pastor Loretta and I. Amen. Because God gave it to us, we'll fight for it. Amen. Come on, somebody. See, y'all may not fight for it. Amen. Because y'all don't know what's been invested. Amen. Whenever you have an investment in something, you'll fight for it. Amen. Amen. Let somebody slap your child. You go off. Amen. Come on, somebody. You shoot everybody. You cut everybody. Amen. And most of the time, you don't cut and shot the wrong person. Amen. Come on, somebody. Amen. I'm just saying. Because that's the way we get whenever it comes to Kingdom Christian. And y'all are part of Kingdom Christian Center. We'll fight for y'all. Amen. Now, you leave them alone. Amen. That's what you do. Amen. I don't believe that report. Amen. Because people will say bad things about your people. Amen. Amen. You don't know nothing about them. And then whenever you decide that you want to get all us together, guess what? They forget about it. Oh, don't worry about it. Amen. Come on, somebody. Because they lying. Say they lying. Amen. But anyway, we'll fight for it. Especially when others that have not labored with us at all, come on, somebody, want to change our vision. Amen. People are always asking us, why are y'all doing it like that? Because we're doing it like this because that's what God told us to do. Amen. Well, traditionally, we don't do it like that. Well, come on, somebody. We're not traditional. Amen. Okay, come on, somebody. When you look at our title is non-denomination. Amen. Come on, somebody. I'm on the right house. Amen. But what we are going to do Genesis. Come on, somebody, Genesis. To Revelation. Amen. And we're going to let the word, say the word. The word, do the work. Amen. Whenever somebody tries to tell us from a ministry what we need to do, I need to see your success record. Come on, somebody. Oh. Y'all just don't know how I be talking. Amen. I would talk ignorant to somebody. Amen. If that's a word, I know Dr. Hadden said, well, he cringed at ignorant. Amen. He's yeah, that's my friend. Amen. Because him and Loretta, they keep me right. I was supposed to say ignorant. Amen. Come on, somebody. Amen. But I do. Amen, because you don't know how we labored, amen. You don't know how we drove up and down the road, dodging hogs, dodging cows, amen. Come on, somebody. Dear, amen. Come on. Sleep, are you asleep? No, I'm not asleep. Are you woke? No, I'm not woke. Did you hear that? No, I'm not woke, amen. Because I just nodded, amen. Was that the side of the road you just ran? Yes, it was, amen. Come on, somebody. I'm just saying, people don't know how we labored. And that's why come we'll fight for it, because God, somebody say God. Gave us the vision, amen. Whenever God gives you a vision, you need to fight for it, amen. 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 Lakeisha, have you seen that baby? Have you put diapers on that baby? Have you given that baby a bottle? But I guarantee you when that baby born, you'll fight for that baby. Come on, somebody. Amen. Come, somebody say amen, amen. And that's the way we are with you guys. Oh, we're going to fight for you, amen. Okay. Maybe y'all ain't had nobody. I think y'all ain't had nobody to fight for you, amen. All they do is talk about you, amen. No, we're going to fight for you, amen. Amen. And if somebody says something about you, you know what? We're not gonna hide it. We're going to tell you what they said. Come on, somebody. And let you get ignorant with them. Amen. Come on, somebody. Anyway, no, we're not going to do that. We're not going to do that. Anyway, in the book of Luke, and we're almost there, 16 and 12. In the CEV. Y'all know what CEV is, right? Okay, somebody said, uh-huh. Anyway, it was the best translation because all of the other ones say, if you cannot be trusted. This said, if you cannot be trusted with what belongs. The other one said, just trust it. If you cannot be trusted with what belongs to somebody else, come on, somebody. Who would give you something that would be your own? Come on, somebody. We're talking about vision. Amen. If we can trust Gary and Danny to go in the back, come on, somebody, and not stick their hand in the money jar, amen, amen. Come on, somebody. I'm just saying. I know what some people do, amen. But these two are telling, no. Matter of fact, we were hearing them fighting in the back, amen. Tearing up stuff, amen. Oh, man, I guess one of them stuck their hand in the jar, amen. But anyway, you know what? That's what we need. Amen. We need people that will do that because they know that they're about God's business. As long as they're about God's business, that means that God would give them their own. Amen. Amen. They don't want to mess up with God over that little bit of money. That's a little bit of money compared to what God want to bless them with. Amen. Come on, somebody. So I'm not going to mess up with a little bit of stuff. Amen. For what God is going to bless me with. Somebody say amen. God is trying to bless us. Amen. But we'll mess up with a little bit of stuff. Amen. Hey, come on, somebody. Can I be found faithful on my usher post? Come on, somebody. That's a little bitty thing, amen. Before God exalts you and have you ushering before thousands. Come on, somebody. Can God find you faithful greeting, amen. Come on, somebody. Amen. Can God find you faithful helping the little kids, amen. Come on, somebody. I'm calling on somebody, amen. Come on. But then when your kid acting up, come on, somebody. You want somebody to show up. Am I in the right house? Come on, somebody. But you got to be found faithful. Amen. I found out that somebody been going back with the little kids and ain't been saying nothing about them going back with the little kids. Somebody in here? Somebody been correcting those little kids. And y'all saying what? They need to be back there. Amen. I didn't even know they was back there, but somebody told me, yeah, they be back there handling up on those little kids. Amen. Come on, somebody. Every now and again, those kids need handling up on, amen. They need the right person to talk to them, amen. Get somewhere and sit down, amen. You're not at home, amen. I didn't say snatching your kid. I said talking to your kid, amen. Now, I don't know why y'all getting mad. Y'all talk to them like that, amen. Come on, somebody. Matter of fact, y'all talk worse than that, amen. And all they doing is telling your kid to sit down. Okay, whatever, amen. Because they got the vision. There's somebody say got the vision. So having spiritual vision allows us to continue, say continue, our spiritual walk. Having God's vision allows us to see the victory. That victory, somebody say that victory is ours, amen? That in this world, say in this world, we will suffer tribulation. But have no fear because God has overcome the world. Come on, somebody. That's good news, amen. Spiritual vision allows us to declare that I'm healed. I am the healed. Say, I am the healed. Resisting sickness and disease. I may be down, but guess what? I'm not out. Amen. Come on, somebody. Because it says that a just man gets up seven times. Amen. I know I'm on number six. Come on, somebody. But seven hadn't showed up yet. Amen. But seven, somebody say seven, is on the way. Amen. Now, remember what I said about 2020 and 2030. Well, sometimes your vision needs corrective lens. Say corrective vision. So when we do, we need to put on the right corrective lenses. Amen. What do I mean by right? The spiritual corrective lenses. When we confuse God's vision with our own vision. Oh, I got one amen on that. What I mean by that, when we say things like, it's okay with us, so it should be okay with God. Come on, somebody. When we say it's okay with us, it should be okay with God. Now, what we need to do is ask God, is it okay with him? Then it should be okay with us. Am I? Come on, somebody. I want to do this, so God must be good with it. Come on, somebody. I want to do this, and because I want to do it, God has to be good with it. No, God, each one of us has a will, amen. And God's not going to violate our will. If he would violate our will, everybody in the world would be saved, amen. Come on, somebody. Because God is not going to violate what you want to do, amen. If you want to go shoot up town, guess what? God's not going to say, but you know what? You're going to hear a still, small voice saying, don't do it. Don't do it, amen. But just because you go shoot up don't mean that God didn't tell you amen. Somebody say amen. And a lot of times we get confused. In Proverbs 6:2, it says, all the ways of man are clean in his own eyes. But the Lord, somebody said, hey, who that said amen, amen. But the Lord weigheth the spirit, amen. All the ways in a man are clean in his own eyes, amen. You know what? To me, I do everything right. Somebody say amen. Don't y'all be lying. Amen. Y'all know. Y'all would go down believing that you're right. Amen. Right here. She ain't here. She is not here. Don't y'all tell her, but I be wrong most of the time. Amen. Yeah, I be wrong most of the time, but I go down fighting. Amen. You wrong. Amen. And she'll go somewhere and she'll sit around somewhere. And all of a sudden, about 10 minutes later, she'll bring it back up, say, here, look what this is. Amen. Come on, somebody. she put the Google on me. Amen. She said, now you're wrong. Amen. Well, I could have been a little wrong. Amen. But see, that's the way, y'all laughing, but that's the way we get with God. When God calls us on the carpet, you know what? I was just a little wrong. Now, we were all wrong. Say somebody say all wrong again. Amen. Amen. You know, I never want to fight. Amen. But I'm a fighter. Somebody say I'm a fighter. Amen. I go down fighting, but I go down wrong. And in the back of my mind, I say, you know what? She right, I'm wrong. Amen. But you know what? I'm not going to tell her that. Amen. Don't y'all tell her. Amen. But 98% of the time, I'm wrong. Say he wrong. But don't y'all tell her, amen, because she might get the big head, amen, amen. See, this is what we say. I didn't break into somebody's house, so I must be all right. Come on, somebody. I only tweaked my income taxes. You say you got 8 kids and you only have 2. Amen. Come on, somebody. Nobody in here. I'm talking to people that didn't come. Amen. Come on, somebody. I didn't murder anyone. You know how we get. I only gossiped a little bit. Am I in the right house? Come on, somebody. I'm not as bad as a drug addict. Come on, somebody. Okay. Or the person that's in jail. Come on now. Y'all need to play with me, because I know y'all all have said something negative about somebody, amen, and I'm not as bad as them, amen. And don't let me get on the kids, because you know we're quick to say my kid's not bad as they kids, but that's the operative word. My kids are not as bad. So you need to say my kid is bad, amen. Come on, somebody. But not as bad, amen. And, you know, I used to always say that. I said, no, my kids won't do that stuff. Not mine. Not mine. Y'all may hear my stuff. No, my daughter don't wear makeup. Not in junior high, my daughter don't wear makeup. No, not Tiffany. No, that my queen, my little princess, no, she don't. Ain't no daddy at the time, say years ago. We didn't have number one car, and so I was riding a bus, and just so happened I missed a bus. And so I had to catch a bus. So I'm running, boy. I done ran, hopped on the bus, Jack. And lo and behold, that's the bus to go by her school. Boy, I'm sitting on the bus. I always sit up by the bus driver. I ain't got time, because they be acting up back there. I ain't got time for all that. You know, I'm trying to live right. Because I've been a guy back there and got in trouble. So let me stay up here and mind my own business. And boy, it stopped at Burnett Middle School. See, that tell you how good I remember. And boy, I looked, I said, that's your like my daughter. I mean, she got on lipstick, she got on her face is made up, she got on eyeliner, she got on all that stuff. Not my daughter. And you know what? She didn't see me. I turned like this. Oh, but when we got home, I had to explain my vision, amen. And you know what? My vision was not nice to her, amen. So I'm just saying that for you to say, don't say what your kids won't do. Amen. Everybody talking about what my kid won't do. Yeah, your kid will do a lot of things, amen. Yeah, I'm finna say it's young kids in the house. I'm finna say some other stuff, man. Don't say what your kids won't do. Y'all do the math on, I'm 40. I mean, my daughter's 40. Amen. Somebody say amen. Well, y'all do the math on all that stuff. We did what was wrong. Amen. And because we did what was wrong, we got what was wrong. Now, there was nothing wrong about her. There was something wrong about what we did. Amen. Because they always say what's done in the dark will eventually, come on somebody, eventually come to the light. Amen. Amen. I just had to say that to somebody because we need to stop puffing our kids up. Amen. Amen. Stop giving them everything they want when they want it. Amen. When last time you emptied the trash? Amen. When last time you made up your bed? Amen. Come on somebody. Amen. When is the last time you swept the floor? Amen. I didn't say load the dishwasher. I said when last time you washed dishes? Amen. Come on somebody. I know I'm right. Amen. Amen. Do some of that and you might get some Jordans. Amen. If you don't get no Jordan, you might get some Shaqs. Am I in the right house? Somebody say vision. I just said that just because I feel like the kids need to know that. Kids should not be entitled. Amen. We did not. And that's what our kids say. Said when we grew up, we was poor. No, you're a liar. You just didn't get it. Come on, somebody. My son got on a podcast talking about we grew up poor. No, you didn't grow up poor. There was a lot of things you didn't have, but we, come on somebody, we didn't grow up over there, amen, come on somebody, amen, because I had vision, because that was not the way I wanted you to be, and that's the way God is. God has vision for each and every one of us in here, amen. See, you have to love God, because when God changes you, you'll be able to change other people, amen. Somebody say amen. And you need to stop being a spiritual sniper or assassin. What is a spiritual sniper or assassin? Those are people that are killing church people. Amen. Come on, somebody. Amen. There are people in church that are killing church people. Say killing church people. How do you kill church people? By the things that you say and the way you treat them. Amen. We treat them nasty. Amen. We treat them like they don't belong. Everybody in this church belongs. Amen. There is no hierarchy in this church. Amen. Come on, somebody. Amen. Because the word says that all have sinned. It didn't say y'all have sinned. It says all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Amen. Man, if short skirt Minnie is, what's her name? If she come up with a skirt this high, don't you turn her away. Come on, somebody. If he come down with his pants this low, come on, somebody. Don't you turn him away. Amen. Because we roll back the script in your life. Come on. Am I in the right house? There is something that we can do with everybody. You're welcome in this. Say welcome in this place. So how does spiritual vision impact others in the kingdom? First of all, spiritual vision directs us to the will of God in this earth. Amen. The second thing is spiritual vision impacts how we see others. Somebody say how we see others. And the spiritual vision allows us to see others as creations of God that he wants to see in his kingdom. Amen. And when we walk in spiritual vision, we will help others. Say help others. Not only will we help others, we'll reach out to others. Can somebody say reach out to others? We have to reach out to others, because if we don't reach out, who's going to reach out? If we don't give them hope, who's going to give them hope? Amen. See, having God's vision impacts the kingdom because it inspires us to do the work of God. If we don't do the work, who's going to do the work? If we don't do it for the kids, who's going to do it for the kids? Amen? The next thing that I have is, how does spiritual vision impact your local church? Say your local church. I'm still talking about vision. Spiritual vision allows for the local church to have their own unique, somebody say unique, direction from God about how to reach the community for the Lord. Amen? I believe churches are all called, but each church has a different calling. Amen? The mission of Kingdom Christian Center, and I should give a test on this. Matter of fact, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I give $500. Oh, boy, everybody looked up in the air. I'm talking about, even the sleep people woke up. Amen. Even the little kids back there waved their hand. Amen. I'll give $500 to somebody that can tell me the vision of our church. She said, oh. Huh? No. The vision of our church. Is restoration. Come on, somebody. See, I've been telling y'all, we put vision before you. Amen. It's honor, learning to honor God, purpose, letting us know that we have a purpose in life. Amen. And then we'll reach our destiny. Come on, somebody. I'm telling you, we give the vision. Amen. But the vision is yet for an appointed time. Amen. See, people, they say, I could have had that 500. Amen. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. And I was serious. I meant that. Amen. Amen. But we ain't not going to have the same test next week. Amen. Come on, somebody. But this is a vision that God gave us for Kingdom Christian Center. Any other church cannot operate in the vision that God gave us. Amen. No other church, they can take that, but they're not going to operate in the fullest because God gave it to us. Just like you, God has given you a vision, and nobody can do it like you can do it. Amen. Somebody can tell your story, but they can't tell it like, come on, somebody, like you can tell it. Amen. You know, because when they tell your story, they jack your story up. Amen. But when I tell my own story, amen, can't nobody tell it like me. Come on, somebody. Because you have been given that vision. I'm trying to push you this morning from God. Amen. Oh, Lord. Somebody say amen. 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 The local church. See, we are anointed for restoration. We're anointed to restore people to where they're supposed to be. Amen. That means we have a special anointing for reaching those that are lost. Amen. Where others would turn them away, we welcome them in. Amen. God gives us direction. Amen. Our gospel is the same, but how God gives it to us is not the same. Amen. Amen. A lot of people say, you know, they say drug addiction and addiction. God has given us a ministry of addiction recovery. Amen. Don't y'all look at me when I say this. Amen. Some of y'all are addicted to shopping. Come on, somebody. And so she raised her hand back there. I'm not even looking. Amen. Some of us are addicted to the mirror. Every time you look up, you in the mirror. Amen. Come on, somebody. Some of us are addicted to a lot of things, but it's still addiction. Amen. Come on, somebody. You know, because we look at the drug addict and we say they are addicted. Look at my friend back there. Yeah, I didn't want to hit that one because, look, I'm trying to work on something. Amen. Come on, somebody. Amen. Amen. And you're right. Some of us are addicted to eating. Come on, somebody. Amen. She said, everybody ought to say amen on that. I'm talking about addicted to eating. But whenever people talk about addiction to eating, everybody get mad. Why you want to talk about me? Now, what we want to do is we want to come to a conclusion that God has given us a vision to break the addiction. Amen. We gave an addiction class. Nobody showed up. Come on, somebody. We gave an addiction class. Nobody showed up. I'm talking about none of the drug people showed up. because they didn't want to be seen coming out of a drug rehab. Amen. Come on, somebody. They didn't want people to know. Well, people already know you're on drugs. Amen. Come on, somebody. We see you. Amen. Come on, somebody. Oh, we can't see you, whichever one it is. Amen. Amen. But I'm just saying, but we have that. We have that in place. But you know what? We had to put that on the back burner. Amen. Because nobody would come. Now, does that mean that God did not give us the vision? We still have the vision for it in place. Amen. Come on, somebody. If y'all know somebody, 512-751-0854. Amen. Come on. But I'm just saying, that's the vision of your local church. Amen. Say your local church. We're here to restore. That's why we don't do things exactly like other churches. Amen. That's why we have an outreach mentality. Outreach. People see us reaching out, want to pass out flyers, and then everybody want to know why we passing out flyers. We passing out flyers so somebody can sit in your seat. Come on, somebody. You know that nice cushiony seat. Amen. There is somebody that's going to get that flyer. If it's just one, somebody say one. We've done our job. Amen. But y'all printed 500. It don't matter. Amen. Because if it had not been for the Lord on my side, where would I be? Amen. If I can just get one. Somebody say one. Amen. Because all I need is one on fire for God. Amen. And then I'll reach the mass. Say, reach the masses. Spiritual vision impacts the local church by keeping its members focused. Say, focused on the things of God. Amen. Somebody say amen. When we have spiritual vision, we would know that church dinners. Somebody, who like church dinners in here? Y'all stop. Yeah, church dinners. Dinners. He said, what? Who like church dinner? Everybody like church dinners. Church dinners are a way of connecting our members with other members for spiritual support, not for a means to clear $2 a plate. Come on, somebody. It's not about the money. Amen. Matter of fact, we don't charge anything for the plates. Amen. It's so that we can get together. Amen. And we can build each other up spiritually. Am I in the right house? And we do not feed people just because it's Thanksgiving. You know how people do stuff just because? No, we do it because that's what God told us to do. Amen. And if God told us to do it, he'll supply the turkeys. Come on, somebody. I don't have to supply no turkey. God will raise up somebody. If we want to feed 1,000, guess what? God will raise up somebody to give us 1,000 turkeys. Amen. Come on, somebody. But see, you have to be with the vision. The pastor say we're going to feed 1,000. We might. As many turkeys as I can get, we'll feed. Say we'll feed. Amen. This is another thing, spiritual vision. We would know that our single ministry, say singles ministry, is not the hookup station. Come on, somebody. Don't y'all play with me. But come on, somebody, all the singles, put their head down, amen. Now, that singles ministry is not the hookup station, amen. Singles ministry is where singles can thrive in God. Come on, somebody. Learn to love themselves. Learn to be busy for God and be ready. Somebody say, be ready. When that mighty man of valor, come on, somebody. Or that virtuous woman shows up. Come on, somebody. I'm telling you, that's what singles ministry is. Amen. I'm headed down all of them, and I'm almost there. We will understand that our senior saints ministry is not a way to exalt Kingdom Christian Center. Come on, somebody. Or to show churches how excellent our senior saints are. Come on, somebody. Even though your pastors are always bragging on you. Come on, somebody. I'm always bragging on them, amen. But it's not to show others, you know what, how good we are. It's so that we can reach those people. That whenever they get that age and they begin losing friends, they have a spiritual place that they can come to. Come on, somebody. See, there's a reason for it. Say a reason for it, amen. The ultimate goal. Oh, Jesus. For our caring women's circle, for our mighty men of valor, and I renamed the singles ministry to Awesome Sauce Singles. Amen. Our next up youth and any auxiliary we may form is to show others that God cares. Gary, God cares for you, man. And Gary is one that you ain't got to tell him that God cares. He said, I know. He'll tell you, I know God cares for me. Amen. Because God has given him a vision, and God is bringing that vision to fruition. Amen. Come on, somebody. If anybody want to know how God works, they can look at Gary and his business. Gary has an awesome business. Amen. And he's happy where he's at. But I keep telling you, you know what? God wants to expand you. And see, but listen what I'm saying. Listen what I'm saying. That's me. Come on, somebody. Trying to tell Gary, come on, somebody, what he need to do. Amen. And that's the way we are. I'm going to keep telling him. I'm going to keep feeding him. And as long as he keeps saying no, that's his no. Amen. But see, that's the way we are. We want to tell people what to do. We want to get them out of the will of God. And then whenever they get out of the will of God, guess what we do? We talk about them. Come on, somebody. Amen. Somebody say amen. But we say that to Gary only because we care. See, he getting in trouble right now because I'm not the only one that done told Gary. Everybody around, he said, keep on. You know what? And see, this is one of the people I know. See, I know Gary. I'm going to keep on telling him. I'm going to keep on telling them one thing. Before you know it, Gary will be a franchise. Amen. Come on, somebody. Yeah. Y'all talking about Rudy's up in Tyler? It would be Smith's. Am I in the right house? One day. Look at it. See, Gary, he always doing like that. But he don't know that don't stop me from saying it. Amen. Do it, Gary. Gary say no, I keep telling him. Amen. Because you know what? That's a God thing. Amen. But as long as Gary has not heard from God, guess what? He ain't heard from God. But somebody told me he heard from God. Amen. He just had to step out. Somebody say, step out. On faith. Amen. Somebody say, on faith. Amen. See, because this is what I know. God is forever reaching out to those he has given the vision to. So as long as God is reaching out, we must keep reaching out. Say, we must keep reaching out. Cause somebody say reaching out. In Peter, in closing, 2 Peter 3:9. The Lord is not slack concerning his promises, as some men count slackness, but is longsuffering to usward. Say to usward. When he say to usward, he's talking, he's longsuffering to us. Amen. He'll put up with us, Gary. Amen, because he's put up with us this long, amen. And one thing I can say is that he's brought us a mighty long way, amen. Come on, somebody. Somebody need to give him a hand clap because I'm not the only one that he's brought a mighty long way. He's brought a lot of people in here a mighty long way because we can always say, if it had not been for the Lord on my side. Come on, somebody. Not willing. He said, not willing. Say not willing that any man should perish. But all, say all, should come to repentance. When we have spiritual vision as a church body, we will do what we can to show the world that they need to repent and need to help make disciples of those others that are in the world. Amen? So this is what I leave you with. We must have a God vision for ourselves. We must have a God vision for our church. And lastly, we must have a God vision for the kingdom. Amen? If you don't have a vision for yourself, the word says that you will perish. Amen. When kids are in the first grade, we encourage them to go to the what grade? When they're in the second grade, we encourage them to go to third grade. When they're in the 12th grade, we encourage them to go to. Hey, come on, somebody. I'm just saying what we encourage them to do. Just because they don't do it, amen. It's nothing on us, amen. But this is what I say. As long as you're in the first through the 12th, oh, yeah, you're going to go to school, amen. I mean, you dropping out in the 5th? No, you're not. Not in this house. We're going to send you to Job Corps, amen. Come on, somebody. And I said that only to say that we have to keep our vision live. Amen. Come on, somebody. In our community, we have to keep our vision live because the vision is yet for an appointed time. It says, at the end, it will speak and not lie. It says, though it tarry, though it's taken a while, though it hadn't come to pass, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to wait on it because the word says that it will surely, come on somebody, come to pass. Amen. I'm talking to you this morning. Whatever God has promised you, he's going to bring it to pass. Amen. I don't know what you've been waiting on. Your ship is getting ready. I'm telling y'all, womp, womp, the ship is getting ready to come in. Amen. Come on, somebody. I'm telling you, as long as you keep your mind stayed on him, God's going to bring it to pass. Amen. You know what? You need to start dreaming because it says he's been giving them dreams. Amen. Young men said dream dreams. Amen. Old men said, I'm telling you, amen. Y'all need to start dreaming again. Amen. You have stopped dreaming. Amen. You need to start dreaming again. Amen. I'm telling you. I'm telling you, y'all quit dreaming. I'm finna dream again. Amen. 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 I can't be no basketball player, but you know what? I can coach a basketball team. Come on, somebody. Amen. Amen. I'm finna dream again. Amen. I will finish my dream through somebody else. Amen. Come on, somebody. But you know what? I'll keep dreaming. Amen. I'm not going to stop. I'm here to tell you this morning, y'all have stopped short. And stop blaming it on God. It ain't God, it's you. Amen. 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 Gird your loins. Amen. Gird up. Amen. Man up, woman up. Oh, man. God just told me to tell you, this is your year. Amen. The year that the canker worm stole, God's getting ready to restore you. But when he restores you, you cannot forget the Lord God because it says that he maketh you rich and he add no sorrow to you. Amen. Amen. I'm telling you, amen. I'm looking at some rich people in the house. Amen. Come on, somebody. Amen. Oh, okay. Rich in love. Amen. Rich in peace and rich in resources. I'm serious. Amen. I'm serious. You know what? God's shifting some stuff. Amen. Amen. No, thank you, Lord. Oh, God shifted. You have been struggling for too long, and you have not told anybody. The word says, take it to the Lord in prayer. Amen. Come on, somebody. Take it to God. God's getting ready to turn it around. I'm telling you, I see turnaround in the house. Amen. Amen. God. And don't get mad at me if my turnaround comes before yours. Amen. Come on, somebody. Get mad at God. Amen. We serve the same God. Amen. But all I know is that he's able. He's able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we can ever ask or think. I'm out of time. Amen. Woo! The vision, amen. He has impeccable vision, amen. Impeccable. Impeccable. What? Oh, Lord Jesus. I know I'm running out of time, but you know what? Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, if I want two skirts, let me stand up on it. Oh, hope I don't fall. This is the way the Lord looks over you. Amen. Come on, somebody. See, you looking down there. Come on, somebody. But this is the Lord. It says that he is high and lifted up, and his train fills the temple. I'm telling you, God is getting ready to turn your stuff around. Amen. Lord, I don't know about you, but Lord, I need you to turn it around. Woo! I'm talking about this is the way he looks. Right now, he's looking high. He's already looked low, and he saw us. And now he's finna look high, and he's finna see us again. Amen? I am out of time. Woo! Oh, you came on the right day today. Oh, yes, you did. But you need to get your antennas of expectancy out. Amen? Doubt and unbelief, I cast you down in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I cast you out. You will not continue to hold these people back. Amen. Father, I thank you for them right now in the name of Jesus. As a priest of this house, you said that I can speak over their lives and it will come to pass according to your word, Father. And I thank you, Father God, that all provision is theirs in the name of Jesus. Everything that they have need of, as long as they look to you as the author and finisher of their faith, Father God, you're going to bring it to pass, Father. You're going to bring new dreams, Father God, to them, Father God. You're going to bring new visions to them, Father. You're going to enlarge their territory, Father. Come on. You're going to make, Father God, their enemy, their footstool, amen. You're going to prepare a table before them in the presence of their enemy, amen. Their enemy is going to live long enough to see them eat good, amen. To see them work well, Father God. To see them live well, amen. And the best. Somebody say the best is yet to come. Amen.